Seventh Sunday after Easter, readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Christ the Lord has promised us the Holy Spirit. Come, let us adore him. Alleluia. O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon earth, and all nations learn your saving help. Let the peoples praise you, O God, let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples, you guide the nations on earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God, let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its fruit, for God, our God, has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing, till the ends of the earth revere him. Let the peoples praise you, O God, let all the peoples praise you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Be all else but naught to me, save that thou art. Be thou my best thought in the day and the night, both waking and sleeping, thy presence my light. Be thou my wisdom, be thou my true word. Be thou ever with me, and I with thee, Lord. Be thou my great Father, and I thy true Son. Be thou in me dwelling, and I with thee one. Be thou my breastplate, my sword for the fight. Be thou my whole armour, be thou my true might. Be thou my soul's shelter, be thou my strong tower. O raise me heavenward, great power of my power. Riches I need not, nor man's empty praise. Be thou my inheritance, now and always. Be thou and thou only the first in my heart. O Sovereign of heaven, my treasure thou art. High King of heaven, thou heaven's bright sun, O grant me its joys after victory is won. Great heart of my own heart, whatever befall, still be my vision, O ruler of all. Alleluia, God has raised Christ from the dead, and has given him glory. Alleluia. Psalm 144. I will give you glory, O God, my King. I will bless your name forever. I will bless you day after day, and praise your name forever. The Lord is great, highly to be praised. His greatness cannot be measured. Age to age shall proclaim your works, shall declare your mighty deeds, shall speak of your splendour and glory, tell the tale of your wonderful works. They will speak of your terrible deeds, recount your greatness and might. They will recall your abundant goodness. Age to age shall ring out your justice. The Lord is kind and full of compassion, slow to anger, abounding in love. How good is the Lord to all, compassionate to all his creatures. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia, God has raised Christ from the dead, and has given him glory. Alleluia. Alleluia. Your glory, Lord, reaches beyond the highest heavens. Alleluia. Psalm 144. All your creatures shall thank you, O Lord, and your friends shall repeat their blessing. They shall speak of the glory of your reign and declare your might, O Lord, to make known to men your mighty deeds and the glorious splendour of your reign. Yours is an everlasting kingdom. Your rule lasts from age to age. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. Your glory, Lord, reaches beyond the highest heavens. Alleluia. Alleluia. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Alleluia. Psalm 144. The Lord is faithful in all his words and loving in all his deeds. The Lord supports all who fall and raises all who are bowed down. The eyes of all creatures look to you. You give them their food in due time. You open wide your hand, grant the desires of all who live. The Lord is just in all his ways and loving in all his deeds. He is close to all who call him, who call on him from their hearts. He grants the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and he saves them. The Lord protects all who love him, but the wicked he will utterly destroy. Let me speak the praise of the Lord. Let all mankind bless his holy name forever, for ages unending. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Alleluia. My heart rejoices, my body is glad. Alleluia. I will praise him with my whole being. Alleluia. A reading from 1 John. My children, our love is not to be just words or mere talk. Only by this can we be certain that we are children of the truth and be able to quieten our conscience in his presence, whatever accusations it may raise against us. Because God is greater than our conscience, and he knows everything. My dear people, we cannot be condemned by our own conscience. We need not be afraid in God's presence. And whatever we ask him, we shall receive, because we keep his commandments and live the kind of life he wants. His commandments are these: that we believe in the name of his Son Jesus Christ, and that we love one another as he told us to. Whoever keeps his commandments lives in God, and God lives in him. We know that he lives in us by the Spirit that he has given us. A responsory from 1 John. Whoever keeps his commandments lives in God, and God lives in him. And we know that he lives in us by the Spirit he has given us. Alleluia. God created wisdom in the Holy Spirit and poured her out on all mankind. And we know that he lives in us by the Spirit that he has given us. Alleluia. A reading from a homily on the Song of Songs by St. Gregory of Nyssa, Bishop. When love has entirely cast out fear, and fear has been transformed into love, then the unity brought us by our Saviour will be fully realised, for all men will be united with one another through their union with one supreme good. They will possess the perfection ascribed to the dove, according to our interpretation of the text, "One alone is my dove, my perfect one. She is the only child of her mother, her chosen one." Our Lord's words in the Gospel bring out the meaning of this text more clearly. After having conferred all power on his disciples by his blessing, He obtained many other gifts for them by his prayer to the Father. Among these was included the greatest gift of all, which was that they were to no longer be divided in their judgment of what was right and good, for they were all to be united to one supreme good. As the Apostle says, they were to be bound together with the bonds of peace in the unity that comes from the Holy Spirit. They were to be made one body and one spirit by the one hope to which they were all called. We shall do better, however, to quote the sacred words of the Gospel itself. I pray, the Lord says, that they all may be one, that as you, Father, are in me and I am in you, so they also may be one in us. Now the bond that creates this unity is glory. That the Holy Spirit is called glory, no one can deny if he thinks carefully about the Lord's words, "The glory you gave to me, I have given to them." In fact, he gives this glory to his disciples when he said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Although he had always possessed it, even before the world existed, he himself received this glory when he put on human nature. Then, when his human nature had been glorified by the Spirit, the glory of the Spirit was passed on to all his kin, beginning with his disciples. This is why he said, "The glory you gave to me, I have given to them, so that they may be one as we are one, with me in them and you in me. I want them to be perfectly one." Whoever has grown from infancy to manhood and attained to spiritual maturity possesses the mastery over his possessions and the purity that makes it possible for him to receive the glory of the Spirit. He is that perfect dove upon whom the eyes of the bridegroom rest when he says, "One alone is my dove, my perfect one." Responsory, I do not call you servants any longer. Instead, I call you friends, because you have seen all the mighty works I did among you. Receive the Holy Spirit, the Advocate, whom the Father will send you. Alleluia. You are my friends if you do what I command you. Receive the Holy Spirit, the Advocate, whom the Father will send you. Alleluia. Te Deum. We praise you, O God, we acclaim you as the Lord. Everlasting Father, all the world bows down before you. All the angels sing your praise, the hosts of heaven and all the angelic powers. All the cherubim and seraphim call out to you in unending song, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of angel hosts." The heavens and the earth are filled with your majesty and glory. The glorious band of apostles, the noble company of prophets, the white-robed army who shed their blood for Christ, all sing your praise. And to the ends of the earth, your holy church proclaims her faith in you. Father, whose majesty is boundless, your true and only Son who is to be adored, the Holy Spirit sent to be our advocate. You, Christ, are the King of glory, Son of the Eternal Father. When you took our nature to save mankind, you did not shrink from birth in the Virgin's womb. You overcame the power of death, opening the Father's kingdom to all who believe in you. Enthroned at God's right hand in the glory of the Father, you will come in judgment according to your promise. You redeemed your people by your precious blood. Come, we implore you to our aid. Grant us, with the saints, a place in eternal glory. Let us pray. Lord God, we believe that the Saviour of mankind is enthroned with you in majesty. Listen to our prayer, and according to his promise, let us feel his presence among us to the end of time. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.